This is Tanya Mosley, co-host of Fresh Air. You'll see your favorite actors, directors, and comedians on late-night TV shows or YouTube. But what you get with Fresh Air is a deep dive. Spend some quality time with people like Billie Eilish, Questlove, Ariana Grande, Stephen Colbert, and so many more. We ask questions you won't hear asked anywhere else. Listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.
Good afternoon. I'm Justin Bull, and this is The Rundown. Illinois Republican Congressman Mike Bost is joining the growing chorus of calls for the head of the Secret Service to either resign or be fired after the assassination attempt against Donald Trump. Bost says Kimberly Cheadle failed, and the House is convening a special commission to investigate. He told reporters at the Republican National Convention that some tough questions need to be asked.
It's not just about what happened with Donald Trump, because we need to know that. What happened at that rally? We also need to know in the future that never happens again.
Bost says it's the Secret Service director's sole job to protect the entity that they're supposed to protect, whether they're Democrat, Republican, or independent. In the wake of that assassination attempt, former President Donald Trump is scheduled to speak on the final day of the RNC tonight. WBEZ will have live coverage and analysis beginning tonight at 8 on 91.5 FM and WBEZ.org. Northwestern University police arrested and charged four educators earlier this month for allegedly obstructing law enforcement during the pro-Palestinian campus encampment. The arrests come more than 2 months after the educators supported students during a confrontation with police at the encampment. Northwestern says it supports peaceful demonstrations but does not tolerate harassment of community members. The four educators face Class A misdemeanors, which carry a maximum sentence of up to 1 year in prison and up to a $2,500 fine. After a year-long upgrade, the advanced photon source machine at Argonne National Laboratory in west suburban Lamont is back in operation. The APS machine features an ultra-bright X-ray that allows scientists to study systems on an atomic level. The work completed at Argonne allows the beams on the machine to shine up to 500 times more brightly. Laboratory Director Paul Kearns says this will signify the next era of groundbreaking scientific research.
Not only will it shed light on more effective pharmaceuticals and how atoms interact, but also solve some of the biggest mysteries in history. The original APS examined moon rocks, T-Rex bones, and mummies. Just imagine what the new beam lines will observe.
Governor J.B. Pritzker joined officials and scientists yesterday at a ceremony to mark the APS machine's return. Bob Newhart has died at age 94. Newhart's publicist says the Chicago-born actor died today in Los Angeles after a series of short illnesses. Newhart was one of the most popular TV stars of his time. He attended St. Ignatius High School and Loyola University in Chicago, where he amused his fellow students with imitations of James Cagney, Humphrey Bogart, Jimmy Durante, and other stars of the era. He's best known for his long-running TV show, The Bob Newhart Show. And Major League Baseball announced that the Cubs will open up their next season in Japan. They are scheduled to start the regular season against the Los Angeles Dodgers in Tokyo on March 18th and March 19th in 2025. Weather today, cool, highs in the mid-70s and mostly sunny. Clear skies tonight with a low of 59 degrees. Then a sunny day tomorrow with a high of 77. And if we're peeking ahead to the weekend, that's looking very nice too. Sun, clouds, and a high of 80 degrees. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Justin Bull. Thank you for listening.